Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to her friend Sister Justina from October of 1934. Vilnius, 24th of October, 1934. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Jesus, I trust in you. Dear Sister Justina, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your note, which gave me so much pleasure. I feel that we are still closely united with each other in the heart of Jesus. Sister dear, I am sending you my most heartfelt wishes for the day of your perpetual vows. May the good Jesus reign fully in your heart through love. May every deed of yours undertaken for God flow out of pure love for him, because only love gives value to our deeds. I share your joy, sister, in which you delight quite rightly, for only such joy which comes from God is true. Please never forget what God has done for you, sister, because many have desired this grace but did not receive it. May the day of your vows be an unforgettable day. God's chosen one, do not forget to be grateful to God for this immense grace. Sister dear, I would now like to tell you something about our beloved Vilnius. Everything is the same as before when you were here. Nothing has changed. Sometimes I go running along with Sister Clementina, like we used to do with you, sister, but we cannot afford to do this often since we do not have much time. We have to help Sister Leocadia because she is in poor health. I think that you will return to us, sister. I am sorry to bring up the topic of mice here, but would you believe Sister Leocadia cannot catch a single one? Whenever a mouse whizzes past, we always remember you, sister, and when we laugh out loud and say to each other, if only Sister Justina were here, she would surely catch it. I continue to work in the garden. I will not write to you about this, as you know very well how things are over here. I have been a bit sick and have already been provided with the holy sacraments. I thought that I was already drowned in God forever, but this longed-for grace was not granted to me. The attack passed, and within a short time I recovered completely. Right now I am enjoying very good health. I work from morning till night, and I do not even feel tired. That is a great grace of God. Sister dear, there are a lot of things I would like to write to you about, but there is no time. Please forgive me for writing so poorly. I express my heartfelt wishes to all the sisters who have ceremonies. I also warmly greet in the Lord all novices and postulants. Please kiss the hand of Mother Mistress. I lock you, dear sister, in the sweetest wound of Jesus' heart, for in it is your dwelling place. I am praying for you, sister, and I ask for your prayers. United in the heart of Jesus, Sister M. Faustina. Here Sister Faustina writes to her friend Sister Justina as Justina is about to profess her final vows. Faustina, the angel of Justina, wants her friend to fully realize the wonder of what she is about to do. She prays that Jesus will reign fully in Justina's heart as the King of Love. She prays that all of Justina's actions, which she does to serve God, will flow from her love for God, because our actions only have value if they are done out of love. Faustina responds to the joy that Justina must have expressed in her note. Faustina shares in her joy. She tells her that such joy comes from God. She reminds her to always remember and to be grateful for what God has done for her. Professing her final vows in a religious congregation is like being married to God. It is a great grace. Faustina says that all is the same as before. What this really means is that she is still receiving extraordinary supernatural graces from heaven to help us to grow in holiness. But during her lifetime, all this remains secret and hidden. Her secrets will only emerge to the world after her death. Faustina writes of running with one of the other sisters, probably not long distance running, but probably just during recreation, running in the garden and getting some exercise. And Faustina talks laughing about hunting down mice in their house in Vilnius. Faustina was very human. And she writes of receiving the anointing of the sick. Apparently, Faustina suddenly lost consciousness on August 12th of that year, according to the house journal of that religious house. The doctor and Father Sopochko were both summoned. Father Sopochko gave her the sacrament of the sick. As we know, St. Faustina recovered and lived 4 more years. And Faustina sends her greetings to all of the sisters who are entering the novitiate and to those who are professing their first vows and those who are making their final vows. And she sends greetings to the novice mistress, from whom Faustina learned a great deal. She entrusts her friend Justina to the wound in Jesus' heart from which flowed the blood and the water, so that Justina would always find a place in the heart of Jesus. Thank you.